local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are at 12:09 on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. This is your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank on what I'm told is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I haven't been out yet since I got in the building here earlier today, but we got a couple of guests that did manage to sneak out for a little bit.
We're thankful for this.
Yeah, just to come and join me. Right. Dr. Tammy Ciampa, superintendent for Owatonna Schools, and do you want to introduce who you brought with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have our finance director, Director Stotts, with us today and wanted to talk a little bit about the budget adjustments that we have completed and thought I would bring the expert with. So
there you go. It never hurts to have an expert when it comes to that kind of stuff. And of course, let's just dial it back another step. A lot of these adjustments came after the vote that denied the levy referendum back last year. So just kind of take us through where we've gone since then, because I think I talked to you shortly after, if I remember correctly, but, you know, just kind of give us a recap of where we are here.
Sure. Yeah. So this being my first year in Owatonna, I've really looked at this as being the various seasons of my first year here. And first we started with tackling an operating levy and really am fortunate for the ability to get in front of so many different organizations throughout the community. So I learned a lot of names and got to better understand the community of Owatonna. So I'm certainly grateful for that. Of course, we were not successful. However, with that said, we also have a deep understanding and appreciation for the investment over the past decade that has been put into our schools. So we're grateful for that. However, that did then move us into budget adjustment season, if you will, and approach that as really how do we protect as much as we possibly can. So it was, I would say, a little bit of a painstaking process, and wanted to make sure that we know that people are behind every dollar and how do we make the best decision possible.
And I'm sure this wasn't the first time you had gone through a levy and all that in your career, but is it a little bit more difficult just coming in and just kind of being thrown in feet first at it?
Yes, I think there's definitely a benefit in really understanding and deeply knowing your community. And having been in one district for 12 years, I had that deep knowledge of the community, and certainly I'm gaining that here. But yes, that was a challenge. And then really listening, I think hopefully we've done a good job of really listening to all of our constituents and really moving forward in the best interest of our community as a whole.
And of course, making cuts, never an easy thing. I mean, you don't want to lose programs or staff, that sort of thing. But I guess just kind of take us through some of the avenues that had to be, you know, explored and kind of where we ended up.
Yeah, I will turn that over to our Director Stotts.
Well, I would say going back to the operating levy, we pretty much got the message loud and clear. People have property tax fatigue, and we certainly understand that. It's not only in Owatonna or Steele County. It's everywhere. And, you know, part of it is the state funds the majority of educational costs, and the state hasn't kept up even with the rate of inflation. So as a result of that, we go into budget cuts, and we do five-year financial projections. We believe the reductions we're making for next year will take us through at least 2 years. We don't anticipate going out for another operating levy. Like I said, we got the message loud and clear and certainly understand. So with that said, it gave Tammy and I an opportunity to really dig into the finances of the school district. We tried to keep as much of the cuts away from the classroom as possible. You know, we're like a lot of school districts after COVID, birth rates went down. And as a result of that, we're seeing smaller incoming elementary school class sizes. And so we would have been reducing at the elementary level anyway, even without budget reductions. But as a result of that, we did reduce 6 elementary teaching positions, classroom teaching. At the middle school, about 2.5, and at the high school, 4. Other than that, we tried to keep it out of the classroom, and so we were fortunate that we were able to do that.
And as far as, you know, activities and such, you don't want to have to get rid of those either, but unfortunately, they kind of usually end up on the chopping block as well. Did we have any of that in this case?
Well, in this particular case, we didn't cut any athletics, arts, music, anything like that. What we are doing, and it's a small part of the budget reductions, but it gets a lot of attention from the public, we're raising student participation fees by $50, and there are scholarships available for students who aren't able to afford that. We're raising ticket prices by $2. And so people are going to see that. And like I said, it gets a lot of attention, but it's really a small portion of the overall cuts.
Yeah. And just a way to make up some of that, you know, lower revenue so you don't have to get rid of the programs. That's all it comes down to.
Right. You know, one thing that's interesting, people may go to a football game or other events and see the stadium full or the theater full and think that the school district is generating all kinds of money. And we do, and it helps offset the cost of those programs. But we do not have one activity in the district that covers its entire cost, either through student fees and or tickets. And so it's a natural part of education that the general fund pays those costs. We're really happy that we are able to go through this process and not eliminate any programs. So that's the positive side of it.
And I like what you were talking about there, that the changes that you made, you're hoping that it's not something that you really have to, you know, go back to the public for at least another couple of years.
Right. Yep. We really believe, unless something drastic occurs at the legislature, and you never know with the legislature, we don't think we're going to have to make further reductions for 2 years, although there is a piece right now that we're going to lose about $960,000 in what's called compensatory revenue. There's a bill being proposed that would reduce that to $400,000. So we might have to make some adjustments there, but overall, we feel we're in a good spot for the next 2 years.
Yeah, and you know, to make it clear, we're not saying that there's going to be absolutely no changes whatsoever. There's adjustments every single year. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with changes. Okay, we had more kids in this school this year. Now they're moving over here. You got to adjust for that.
Absolutely.
Correct. And I would just add, I think one of the benefits with Director Stotts and I both being new this year, I really am proud of the fact we really turned every stone that we possibly could. How is this funded? Let's look at this. And really, we're creative, I would say, in analyzing closely. With that said, we come before you today and talk about the $3.8 million in adjustments that we made. And today, it's a laundry list of line items. And it sounds like those become just numbers. But I think it's really important to mention that we understand that there's people behind numbers. And every single decision was made with how will this impact people, how does it impact our classroom, all of that, and worked diligently to make the best possible decisions.
I feel like we could probably just keep going all about this for the entire time.
We
have more things on the list, but I think looking at the clock, we better get to our break first. Otherwise,
sounds
we are going to completely run out of time. So we're going to continue our conversation with Owatonna Public Schools on your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank, right after this break here on Cows 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are continuing our conversation with Owatonna Public Schools here on your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. Corey Hargith here in studio. Dr. Tammy Champa, superintendent with Owatonna Schools, and finance director Mark Stotts is here. I got the title right, didn't I, Mark?
You did.
Okay, there we go. I impress myself sometimes. All right. So let's move on from the budget talks here a little bit and kind of get into the curriculum side a little bit and some of the state testing, because this is, you know, another big piece that is focused on a lot when it comes to school districts not only around the state, but around the country.
Yeah, and this truly was a topic that we heard a lot about as we were talking about the upcoming referendum as well earlier, obviously. And so a couple of things. This is what we also call testing season, state testing season. And I think it's important for people to really understand what we've been doing with curriculum as well. There's a lot of moving parts right now and a lot of things that we're incredibly proud of. And certainly an opportunity for a shout out for our educators, because this year has been, I would argue, unlike any other as far as what we have asked our educators to do. In the elementary, for example, we have a brand new literacy curriculum. So the READ Act really was instrumental in changing things for school districts on how we approach literacy. So Owatonna, I would say, a front runner in really understanding the phonemic piece. What do we want to bring in there? And then what is the curriculum? And the curriculum that we are utilizing in literacy is called Wit and Wisdom. And not only has there been the adoption of the curriculum, but the staff development that has gone with it, and really the instructional leadership to walk by the side of our staff so that they are really fully embracing the curriculum. But it's just been a lot. So huge efforts there that we're certainly appreciative of. And then also this year, we had a number of classrooms, 7 classrooms that piloted also not only a new literacy program, but also a new math program. And next year, that's been a 2-year process as they really studied best practices, and all elementary classrooms will be adopting next year illustrative math. So to adopt one new curriculum is always a lot. To be doing 2 is just incredible. And so huge efforts there. In addition to that, parallel, we have a number of new interventions in place. And, you know, we talked last year about test scores and what do those look like. Here in Owatonna, we have an anomaly that we have a lot of students opting out of our testing, which does negatively impact our results. And so, however, with that said, that's not an excuse, and it's not being complacent. We also have a lot of things in the background that we are really working to elevate the proficiency for our students.
And as far as the numbers go, those that, like you say, those that opt out, it does affect the overall results. But those that do take them, is there at least some growth being seen throughout the year?
Right. So when we do look at the growth, we really look at a lot of different elements of that, whether it's grade level, content area, what that is. But it certainly impacts it when we don't have all of our students testing. Now, this year, I just shout out to the high school as well. They have really changed their schedule to encourage our students to be participating. But yes, not only do we have the state testing, but then we have progress monitoring throughout the year also. So we've got several different measures. But unfortunately, or fortunately, this one is certainly the one that is most public and a comparative measure.
Because, and I mentioned the growth side of it, because it's not just as simple as just looking at it, oh, okay, this kid does not meet those standards that are set by the state or whatever. You want to look back to see, okay, is this kind of where they have been? You know, where can we step in to help?
Correct. And another shout out, really looking closely at what specific area, not just that we have a student maybe not reading at grade level, but what is the skill that we really need to spend more time on?
Okay. And all of this, you know, it always used to be this was definitely the testing season, you know, right? When you get to the end of the year, trying to apply everything that's been taught throughout the year. But, you know, on the other side of that, you know, everyone starts really looking forward to the end of the academic year, which that's coming up faster than I think we want to admit.
I know. And so I'm not always sure about the right timing of this, because you are absolutely right. As we like to focus on our test season, there's also an eye on the end as we look at all of the different celebrations and excitement as we start marching towards the end of the year. Just last night, we had National Honor Society celebration, and you just see more and more of those end of the year events. And then, of course, spring athletics. It's just an incredible busy time. And then with graduation scheduled for June 4th.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, there it is.
Because here we look, what is that, just about 6 weeks from now, give or take, if I did my math in my head right there.
This year has gone so incredibly fast. I can't even begin to think that we are this close to the end of the year.
Yeah. But, and of course, always being open with the community. I know you have said that's a big thing. And especially as we get into this time of year, celebrate with the schools too.
Yes.
When you get into graduation, that sort of thing. It's important that the community is involved in all of this.
Yes, and we always want to hear your voice. So we have monthly coffee and conversation. Anyone, reach out at any time. We're happy to have conversations, and we want to deeply listen to our community.
All right. Well, would you look at that? We ran out of time here.
There we go.
So we got to get moving along here. I've got your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here at 12:30. Then I'll be back with you just after 1 o'clock, taking you through the Midday Move, brought to you by Simple Move. I'll hang out until 6 o'clock here tonight. And as always, we'll get it started with your dad joke of the day, brought to you by Wayne Norrid Wetmore. It's all ahead here on Kyle's 100.9. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith. We'll talk to you in a bit.